This volume has been graciously dedicated
by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
One of the hardest chalokim of Torah to get a clear grasp on the fundamentals of is the halachas of Tumah v'Tayra. It's not so relevant. It's not relevant to halacha l'maisa. We also don't recognize so much the mitzius of different things that are discussed in the Mishnayos and Seder Tayras. And there's another issue also. The halachas of Tumah v'Tayra in Gemara are scattered around Shas, even Zeroyim, which we don't have Shas Bavli, but at least there's a Talmud Yerushalmi. But Tyrus, we don't have neither a Talmud Babli nor a Talmud Yerushalmi, and therefore the halachos are scattered all over Shas, Maseches Nida, Shabbos, and various places. The halachos of Tumah v'Tayra as they relate to different food items are discussed primarily in Perek Arba Roitev. Again, a lot of the Perek deals with factual halachos subjects, such as which parts of the animal are considered basar to be mekabel tumah, which are not considered basar to be mekabel tumah. These things are not so relevant to us. But what I'd like to do is just discuss some general topics of interest that come out from the perek, just to illuminate some of the lesser known aspects of dinei tumah v'tayra. The first mission in the perek, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin of the Beis, deals with which parts of the animals, ha'or, v'roitev, v'kipuv, alav, v'atzom, and so on, which parts of the nevela are to be considered to be basar, gabi tumas nevela. The atzomos of a nevela are not mekabel tumah. And the Gemara discusses the first few daf of the perek, the concepts which are found primarily in Maseches Yudayim. I'm sorry, Mishnayos Uktzin, which is the last Masechta and Shisha Sidur Mishnah, the musig of a yad, of a shomer, the, let's say, a fruit which is tomei, or a fruit which we discussed, the sheretz touched it, if it's mekabel tumah, but the sheretz did not touch the fruit itself, it only touched the stem of the fruit. The stem is dochnan roi la'achilo. Is that considered as touching the fruit? If it's considered a yad, so it's considered as transmitting the tumah to the fruit itself. Does it also add to, is it mitzarif to the shear of the fruit? The shear of tumah, the shear of kabbalah's tumah, the fruit involved has to have a certain size, which we'll discuss in a minute. Would the parts of the fruit which are less edible, which are only shomer, let's say the shells of a peanut, would that be mitzarif to the shear of the peanut to be mitame? That is the subject of the first few daf of the perek. What I'd like to do is, without getting into the details, as usual, to discuss the klal of the size of oichlam ha-mekabel tumah. There's an interesting paradox in the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchis Tumas Oichlam, the beginning of the fourth perek of Tumas Oichlam, says that the shir kebetza, which is mentioned in various places in Shas, the end of the first perek of Pesachim discusses this by Richus. This is also in the second perek of Chulin, the Midlamids, and another sugyas in Shas clearly define the shear of an oichel, which is tomei, as a kebetza. The Rambam, this seems to be the shita of Rashi in Pesachim and other places, that this shear kebetza, which is mentioned clearly in Shas, is only legami letamei acher. A fruit or an oichel, which is mekabel tumah, if we want that tumah to be transmitted to something else, will only be transmitted. Kol oichel asheya ochel, the Gemara says kol oichel asheya ochel refers to the oichel, which is normally the size which is normally eaten, which is the shear kibetz. Even though we always say that a ma'is achila is a kizayis, however the shear asheya ochel, which is standard that a person eats, is a kibetz. And therefore, the shear of transmitting tumah to something else is a kibetza. But Legami Kabbalah's Tuma, the Rambam says that even a mashu of Eichel, as long as it's Roy Lachila, is Mekabal Tuma. For instance, a small piece of bread that came from Challah, or that came from Truma, which has Kedusha's Truma, if it touched a Sheretz, would be Mekabal Tuma, even if it's a mashu, a crumb, and it would be also to eat, as is the halacha with any Truma or Challah, which is Mekabal Tuma. Masha'enkin, according to many other Rishonim, Taisus in Chulin, Taisus in Pesachim, many other Rishonim, the Rajma in the second parak of Chulin discusses this, Barichus, they argue on the Rashi and the Rambam, and they hold that the shear of Kibbetza, which is mentioned in the Gemara, deals both with transmitting the Tumah to something else, as well as Kabbalah's Tumah. So, when the Pasuk says it's Ha'ichel Hashay Yei Ochel, in its normal sense Hashay Yei Ochel, the Rambam says that it's easier, there's less criteria for Kabbalah's Tumah than Letame Acher. The problem is that we find a Rambam which seems to be Mamish Adova V'Yifuchay. Mamish the polar opposite of this halacha. In Perek Beis of Tumas Oichlin, there's another halacha which is discussed again extensively in different Zug Zashas. What is the state of the Oichel which is necessary in order for the Oichel to be Mekabal Tumah? It's clear in the Gemara that it's clear even from the Mishnayis in Meseches Tyrus, which deals with Tumas Eichlin, that the shear of Eichel, which is Mekabal Tuma, is if it's Roy Lachilas Odom. The Gemara always discusses the concept of Roy Lachilas Odom, which it's normally eaten by a person. It's if it's rotted enough that a person would generally throw it out, or he would only give it to a dog, it's only called Roy Lachilas Kelim, unless it's totally rotten and even a dog wouldn't even be fit to feed to an animal. That would be called Nifsal Meachilas Kelim, but the Shir Tumah is totally Nifsal Meachilas Odom. If it's Nifsal Meachilas Odom, it's not Mekabal Tumah. Again, the Rambam is Mechadish that this Shir, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, is qualified. It's only Legabe Kabbalah's Tumah. The Rambam is mechadish that legabe letame acherim, as long as at one point, at any given point, it was roi lachilas adam, even if it was thereafter nifsal meachilas adam, and now it's only roi lachilas kelev, it would be able to transmit the tumah that it previously got when it was roi lachilas adam to something else. For instance, if a piece of meat was touched by a sheretz touched a piece of meat, which generally the sheretz touching a piece of meat, it's not in the refrigerator, it was lying around, and it was nifsal me'achilas, it was mekabal tumah when it was achilas adam, when it was royal achilas adam, and thereafter it became nifsal me'achilas adam, it was somewhat rotten, it wasn't fresh, but it was still royal achilas kelev, if thereafter it touched a piece of truma, or kachim, or ma'isesheni, it would be metamid, and it would be also to eat. And the question is, that if the Rambam holds that it's harder to transmit the Tumah than to be Mekabal the Tumah, as we saw by the shear of how big the Oichel has to be, that Legabe being Mekabal Tumah, it's Mekabal Tumah B'mashu, and Legabe transmitting it, Legabe L'tameh Acherim, it has to be the shear of the Kibetza. And over here is Kol Oichel Asher Yei Ochel, which refers to food, the same way it refers to food in the shear which it's normally eaten in. It also refers to food in the state that it's normally eaten in. The quality of the food has to also be Asher Ye'ochel, where it's normally eaten, which would be Nifsal Me'achil Azadam. Why would that be the Dogish of Kol Ha'ochel Asher Ye'ochel, that Chumrah, that it has to be on that Madrega Asher Ye'ochel, would primarily be directed at the being Mekabal Tumah, whereas Latame Achem, it does not have to be Ochel Asher Ye'ochel. This is a paradox in the Shita of the Rambam. Is Kabbalah's Tumah harder, or is Latame Acherim need more of a quality Eichel to be considered Tumas Eichel? There's no clear answer to be Miyashu this theory in the Rambam, but just to try to be Magda, just to try to define the halachs that are discussed here, I'll speak about the Shita of the Ravid for a minute. The Ravid does not have these distinctions. He holds that the Shira is Eichel Asher Ye'ochel, Hein Legabe Kabbalah's Tumah, Hein Legabe Latame Acherim. As far as the size is concerned, the shear is a kibetza, like Tosfos says in Pesachim. And as far as the quality of the food, it has to be roi lachilas odom, both to be mekabel tumah and both latame acher. The shaila is, I'm sorry, I want to correct something. The shita, the rive it is, the quality of the food, anytime it's nifsal me'achilas kelev, it's not mekabel tumah, it doesn't transmit. They're both the same halach. Not achilas od, achilas behem. Achilas kelev. And the question is, if legabi macholas asuris, lamashal, it's clear, that if a piece of meat was somewhat spoiled, and it's nifsal me'achilas odom, if a person eats it and it's a nevela, does not get malchus for oichel nevelas. All macholas asuris, the shear of legabi asher b'sharecha, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, the shear of oichel, legabi all macholas asuris, is nifsal me'achilas odom, and no longer has the din of of Machol Sasurit. The only place where we find that way is the Gemara in Psochem, the third parak, in Parak Elo Ivrim. By Chomitz, it's totally Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, and that's why there's Chumris with things that have ingredients mixed in. There's a discussion about medicines because of that. If something is Nifsal Me'achilas Odom, and it's not Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, it would be also Deiraisa to eat as Chomitz. Therefore, that's why there's so much work done on the quality that the ingredients that are used in different medicines on Pesach have to be nifsal even me'achilas kelev, which most of them are. But it is a subject in medicines that are chewable, that are drinkable. If it's not nifsal me'achilas kelev, even if it's nifsal me'achilas kelev, there's an interesting story, a funny story. Reb Shlaima Zalman, Zatzal, Shlaima Zalman Erbach, one time gave a shir to the Bochum in his yeshiva that toothpaste is not royal achilas kelev, therefore one does not need ashgacha on Pesach on toothpaste. The Bochum decided to test it out. They went out, they found a dog, and they squeezed out some toothpaste. They fed him toothpaste. The dog lapped it up. The dog ate up the toothpaste to the last drop. They came back to Reb Shlaima Zalman. They told him, see, it's not nifsal me'achilas kelev. You need ashgacha. Reb Shlaima Zalman said, it must have been a crazy dog. Okay. It's just a cute story. Is chometz is totally nifsal me'achilas kelev. All machalos asurus is totally in achilas odom. What's problematic about the shita the rabbi is if all machalos asurus is totally nifsal me'achilas odom, obviously that says that's not food. If it's not food, then why legabi tumas oichlim? Mikol oichel asher yochel. Legabi transmitting. Legabi being mekabel tumah should be totally in achilas kelev. What we see here is that the rabbi L'chayra learned differently the sugya of nifsal me'achilas odom legabi machol sasurus. In essence, food which at any point was roi l'achilas odom, as long as it's not nifsal legabi me'achilas kelev, is still considered oichel. Halachically, it has a shame oichel. Legabi tumen has a shame oichel, legabi bin metamen has a shame oichel, and so on. Machol sasurus does not only depend on whether it's oichel, Bechefza, whether in essence it's oichel. It depends on whether that's a normal ma'isa achil. The Rambam puts together the halacha, for instance, of eating something which is spoiled, rotten, together with taking machol sasuris, the person has soup that's made from machol sasuris, and he eats the soup when it's nichve groinoi, when it burns his throat. He eats it shaloi kederech achilah. The Rambam puts both of them together as being potter from malchus. Why? Both of them are halachas which are maisei achilo, which are not the norm in how one does maisei achilo. One, because it's too hot, it would ruin a person, it would be mekalkel, it would be harmful for a person. One, because the food is spoiled, and a person doesn't normally eat food that way. So in terms of defining, is something which is nifsal me'achilas sodom and not yet nifsal me'achilas kelev, is it oichel or is it not? The rive it holds, it is oichel. It's just not roi from maisei achilo. Taking this a step further into the shita of the Rambam, it would seem that the Rambam holds that legabe being mekabel tumah, since the pasuk is kol oichel asher yochel, the quality of the food is not enough that it's mekol oichel, that it's bechefta, in essence it's food, even though it's roi lachilas kelev, and it's still considered food, but since it's not asher yochel, it's not the food which normally has a ma'aseh achil on it, therefore the halach is it's not mekabel tumah. For some reason, again, I'm saying it's Tzorech Yud, but for some reason the Rambam felt that Litami, once it was Mekabel Tumah, that Tumah is not Poka, and it can even be Metame, even though it's not Mikol Oichel Asher Yochel. Even though the Rambam learns that Mikol Oichel Asher Yochel, where it's the Shear, which is normally eaten, which is a Kebetzah, Legabi, the size of the chefetz, of the oichel hanitma, in order to be metama acherim, has to be asher yochel. Why legabi the tama acherim, legabi the quality of the food, does it not have to be asher yochel? This is a tzorich here. Okay, so that's one point, legabi tumas oichel, and it's a fundamental. Just something interesting. The sugya also deal in Perek Arva Raitiv deals also not only with Tumas Eichlin, but Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Shrotzen, which obviously there are no halachas on the Sheretz. The halacha, the problem is only when the Sheretz touches the Eichel becomes Tomei. Or if the Sheretz touches a carbon, the Kachin becomes false, you have to burn it. Or Truma, then you have to be Seirif to Truma, and so on and so forth. What's interesting is the Rambam counts the Shmoyne Shrotzen, which are listed. The Mishnah later on, which discusses the parts of the various shrotzim, the Shmoyne Shrotzim, what's considered to be Basar of the Sheretz, to be Metame or not. The Rambam lists off the counting of the Shmoyne Shrotzim, which is done in the end of Parashat Shmini, as a mitzvah same deraisa, one of the minyan Taryag mitzvahs. The Ramban says that knowing the Shrotzim and defining the Shrotzim is not a mitzvah. The Sheretz, there's nothing with the Sheretz. The Sheretz is only a halachic problem if it touches something which then you wouldn't be allowed to eat. And the Rambam has a separate mitzvah that you're not allowed to eat truma shenitma, kachim shenitma. A person that touched the Sheretz is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So the mitzvah is on the person, on the truma, on the kachim, on the whatever it is. Not that the mitzvah is the shrotzim, the halachas of the shrotzim themselves. What does the Rambam hold? What's interesting is, it would seem that the Rambam holds that besides for the ramifications of Tumah V'Tahara insofar as the Oichman, the Truma, the Kachim, the person who would go into the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen, who was touched by Sheretz, who wants to be Oivid, to do Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, where these are all dinim that are Tolui in being Tomei, besides for the ramifications of Tumah, the Tumah itself is a Halochan. We find that the Gemara says, the end of the second parak of Kulin, Mara learns out that there's an inyan for a person to be nizar mituma. There's a person to be nizar mituma. We find the Gemara says chayav adam bezman hazeh. We don't have it. Chayav adam latayr atzmi koydim regel, in order to be tohar, to be able to partake of the macholos mikudoshos in Yerushalayim when it comes to Yom Tov, to be able to eat basar kachim. The being nizar mitum in the times of Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam held, was a distinct mitzvah say. To know the shrotzim, and to know which parts of the sheretz are mitame and which shrotzim are mitame, is before even the ramifications of the truma, the kachim, the oive, the nichnas al Beis HaMikdash, is in and of itself a mitzvah say midaraisa. Just an interesting, point. Okay, let's move on to something else. The Gemara and Daf Kuf Chof Tes, towards the end of the parakah, Hor Varoitiv, discusses Eivim Menachai being Mekabel Tumah. Eivim Menachai, the same way an Avela is Tumah, an Eivim Menachai, a whole Eiver that was removed from a Behemah Chayo, the same way it has an Issa Daraisa of eating Eivim Menachai, not an Avela, but it has the Issa of eating of Eivim Menachai. The halach is also that it's Metameh mit Tumas Eivim Menachai. However, there's one type of Eiver which is also to eat, but it's not Mekamal Tumah. And this is Eiver Medulbul. The Mishnah Kuf Chav Tes discusses an Eiver which was hanging, didn't have any more chius, the limb of the animal was almost severed, it was hanging on by a thread. So because it's only hanging on by a thread, rove of the connection between the rest of the body of the animal and this Eiver, its leg, its arm, whatever it was severed. So the halacha is that it's also to eat. The shechita of that animal, assuming the animal is not a treifa, the animal would be mutter to eat, but the eivra medulda would not be bechlal, the shechita would be also to eat. But it, al yidei the shechita, it's rendered not tame. Meaning to say that it's not considered afterwards as nofal min hanavel. This is the Mishnah on Kuf Chof Tes. Kuf Chof Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, Mikol Ha'oichel, that anything which is ro'ui, to eat for anybody, does not have tumas, does not have tumas nevela, meaning to say, nevela itself could be eaten by a goy. So because it's oichel, it has a shame oichel, it goes in the pasuk, Mikol Ha'oichel, in Parashat Shmini, which tells us that nevela is metame, has all the dinim of an ava, tuma to be metame like a sheretz. However, this Avraham Adodl, which does not have the heter of shechita, it's considered Eivim Menachai, since it cannot be eaten even by a ben noyach, even by a goy, because the pasuk in Parashas Noyach tells us that even a ben noyach cannot eat Eivim Menachai, since this Eiver is to be considered Eivim Menachai, therefore it's not considered Mikol Oichel, and then it does not have halacha of being tomeh to be mitameh something else. There's an interesting point which is raised from this Mishnah, what about giving this food to eat to, why would this not be called Mikolo Eichel? Maybe there would be a heter to give this food to a Ben Noyach who's a cotton. A Ben Noyach who's a cotton. He's not Mechuyv, but Pashas a Ben Noyach who's underage, who, Emir Seshem discussed soon what the age is. Is the age 13, like it is by Yisrael, or maybe by not a Bardas, he doesn't know what he's doing. Could be as soon as he's somewhat of a Bardas, then he's not allowed to be over on the Yisurim of Ben Noyach, but let's say a two-year-old Goyish child. If it would be mutter to feed him the Aver, this Aver Amadudu, then why would it not be called Mikol Oichel? Remember, the Gemara in Kuf Chavtes says that the criteria for being Mitame Tumas Nevelis is Mikol Oichel. It has to be right to eat, be eaten by somebody. And the Gemara says, if it's not right to be eaten by God, it's not right to be eaten by anybody. So one of the Gdelim of the 19th century, one of the Gdelim literature, Blaza Moshe Horowitz, in his Chuvis, brings a raya in a letter that's written to one of the other Gdelim, that brings a raya, says a raya she'enel of Chuva, that there's an Isser of Bal Tachilem to a God. What's Bal Tachilem? The Gemara in Yevamos, and Yevamos, and Shabbos tells us that the same way one is not allowed to feed non-kosher food to a Yisrael, a Godel, a cotton, even though he's not mitzvah b'mitzvahs, still one is not allowed, there's a lav d'oraisa to feed him non-kosher food. One is not allowed to feed a Jewish child non-kosher food. We understand also intrinsically that it would be mitamtim, a saleh, we would never want to do it. But besides for that, there's also an issa d'oraisa of bal tachilah, the Gemara learns out of a post. Not only can one not eat, Macholzus one cannot feed, which the Gemara learns as feeding Macholz Asuras to a Yisrael cotton. It's not clear in the Gemara whether this is true, Lagabe Evi Menachai, which is Macholz Asuras even for a Ben Noyach, to feed to a Ben Noyach. And he says, the Lechair from this din of that Evi Amadul, which is awesome, Shema Evi Menachai, it's not called Mikol Oichel because it's awesome to be eaten by a Goy. It would be a riot that one cannot feed it to a Goy cotton. If one would be able to feed it to a Goy cotton, it would be called Mikol Oichel. This is his riot. Now, to bring such a raya is problematic because there's a great controversy where there is an issur bal tachilim. Many Rishonim hold that bal tachilim refers to all machals asurs. The tour in Aruch Chaim Shin Mem Gimel is discussing over there giving a child to be mechal Shabbos. Not our Indian. It's an interesting Indian. What about giving a machzer to a child to carry on Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos to Shul? What about giving children a key to carry? A child that's not any Magil L'Chinuch. Could you put the key in the child's pocket? Magil L'Chinuch, Mechuyiv L'Chinuch, if it's your child. But what about giving a child that's not Mechuyiv L'Chinuch? There is a problem also if it's your child of Ato V'Hemtecho Bincho V'Techo Avdecho V'Amoske V'Gecha Shev B'Sharech Yinalek Dumelech Shabbos Al Yedei a child. But what happens if it's not your child? Could you give the child in a place where there's no Erev, etc., to carry on Shabbos? And the you know, Shin Mem Gimel, when this is discussed, it would seem that there's an Isser Bal Tachilem of giving to do an Isser to a child, which is Eine Magir L'Chinuch, even Lagabi Shabbos. The other Shainim hold that it's Negei only, not by Shabbos, it's Negei only by Machol Sassus. The Shita of the tour is that even by Machol Sassus there's no across-the-board Isser Bal Tachilim. It's only an Isser by the Psukim that have this Diuk of Tachilim. Only by Dam, it says, Shrotzim, and Tumas Koyin also, that a Koyin cotton is not allowed to be taken in a place where there's been Tamim Meis, because it says, Emar La Koyinim, Lahazer Gedolim Alaktanim, that even a one-year-old, and according to some of Farshim, even a Kohena, a wife, an Ashes Kohen, who is expecting, who's a Milberis, pregnant, with a child that could be a male Kohen, also cannot be in a place where there is Tumas Meis. Now, according to the Torah, one obviously cannot say, if there's no Issa Bal Tachilim, that there's an Issa Bal Tachilim on a Goy cotton. It's not Negeh by Issa Nevela, it's for sure not Negeh by a Goy eating Eivim Menachai. So this Raya is problematic. It's just interesting subject that comes up from our Gemara. Obviously, the way to be doicha the raya of Reb Loza Moshe Horowitz has to be as follows. One has to say that since the Eivim Menachai cannot be eaten by anybody, The fact that there's somebody who doesn't have any surim of eating at all will not take away from its status as not being royal achil. Meaning to say, if a Jew cannot eat something, but a goy could, it's considered oichel. But if a Jew and a goy both have an issur to eat, an eva menachai, it's not considered oichel. The fact that a child who doesn't have any issur, who's not roy for any issur, would be mutter to eat it, would not take away, would not give it a shame oichel. So it would be a pashta raya to, it would be a pashta way of being doicha, the raya of Rabbi Moshe Horowitz. On another angle, Bechlal, Gabi the Isra Eveil, is something interesting that I'd like to share with you. We're discussing the Isra Eveil Menachai, and in the second round, which is something we never discussed in previous Shurim, what's discussed in the Mishnah, in the Aflamin Vov, Lam and Zayin, but it's also discussed at great length in our Perek, is the fact that a Mefarcheses, an animal which was shechted, it's in its death throes, is mutter to eat theoretically. I don't know if anybody would want to do it practically. An animal that's still jumping around. It takes a minute or two of the animal shaking around and still considered somewhat alive even after the Ma'aseh Shechita. Chicken, it's very quick, 10 or 20 seconds. An animal, a large animal, could take quite some time till it dies totally. It's called a mefacheses, and a mefacheses is considered a shechuta. Theoretically, you could cut off a piece of the animal while it's still writhing about and you would be able to eat it. However, the Gemara says that shechita only helps for a yid. A goy is mitzvah not to eat meat from a live animal, and the animal is soif kosoif, halakhically, is still alive. He might be a shechuta, but he's still alive. Therefore, meat cannot be eaten from the animal. Meaning to say that the gedorim of eva menachai by a goy, the gedorim of eva menachai by a yid, are not exactly the same. From a mefacheses would be mutter, because it's totally under shem shchuta, and a shchuta, the animal is, it underwent kosher shchita, but it's not dead. What's interesting is, to explain this, how could it be that something should be the same iser, but it's not macholos asuris legabe a yid, but it is macholos asuris legabe a goy, and a yid would not be able to give it to a goy, be ever lifnei either. If one looks at the Lashon of Rashi and Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, one sees that the Issa Eva Menachai by a Goy is really not the same thing as Eva Menachai by a Yid. A Yid has a Pasha called Machol Sasurais, which is Shach to Kedusha. It's in Sefer Vayikra. The Gemara, the Torah says over and over again, Kedushim Tiyum, and Iskadashtim, and all the Pashas Machol Sasurais. A Goy doesn't have that Pasha. It would seem that the Pasuk in Parshas Noach, which asks Eva Menachai by a goy, Rashi refers to as an engine of Tvavam Abeis as a form of Gezel. Kilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in his world that the animal kingdom has life on its own, and while an animal is still alive, to use it for one's own eating purposes would be somewhat taking away from the animal's rights. It's an interesting concept. You have to know exactly how to define it. It's obviously not a animal rights as we know it in today's strange world. It has to do with misappropriating something that should be used for purpose A in order to facilitate animal life, using that to facilitate people life. The same way there was an Isser before Noach came out of the Teva to eat meat, it wasn't because of Makol's Asurus, it was because of the animals were supposed to be used for an animal kingdom. After that, people were weaker, as the Mefarshim say, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir, the achila of bosar, for a person. So the Bechlal, the Issa Eif Menachai by a goy is not shayach to the parasha of Makol Sasuris. And that's why it would not be totally in the Shem Shchuta. Not Shchuta takes away the Issa Makol Sasuris, but does not take away the Shem Chai, as far as the gezel, the misappropriation of the living member of the animal kingdom is concerned. It's just an interesting thing that comes out. And this also has a nafkamina. We discussed before feeding a goy, Eva Menachai, a goy koton. What would be the age? We said, would the age be 13? Would the age be not a bardas? There's a Rambam that speaks about Eva Menachai. And the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, the very last sefer of the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says that the shear of Eva Menachai that a goy will be punished for eating is a kol shul. The Rambam does not bring a source. And some of the achroinim are of the opinion that the Rambam is being mechadish, that the shiurim, which are normally said in the Torah, a kazayis, a kibetz, and so on and so forth, do not apply to the halachas of a goy. And the Chuvas Chassam Sofer wants to say an interesting chiddush, that the same way the shear of a goy is not b'kazayis, the shear of shonim, which would render a goy responsible for his actions, is also not 13. It might be as soon as he has seichel. The ages, the shiurim of Torah, the sizes, the ages, the amounts, do not apply by a ben noach. The way to be doiche this dirk in the Rambam, it's a subject of much discussion in Achronim, the way to do away with the diuk in the Rambam is to say that the reason why the Rambam felt that the shear was a mashu was like Rashi and Sanhedrin. If the issue of Eva Menachai by a goy has nothing to do with Macholos Asuros, but it has to do with misappropriation, so why would the shear be Kazayis? Kazayis is negay when there's an issue or a mitzvah, which is primarily achila based. When something has to do with gezel, with diverting, it's supposed to be used for A and it's used for B, then the shear might very well not be tolling kazayis. Therefore, that's why the Rambam asur, ben noach, to eat even mashu of even menachai. But the shiurim of how old he has to be nizer, and this iser might very well be 13 as it is by a Yisrael.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.